Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, we are joined by singer-songwriter Jory Rosen. Jory has been in the news and magazines. She's been compared to Taylor Swift and Dolly Parton. She's won awards. She's 12 years old, so we're going to be talking to her about her journey and how she connects her music to charity. She believes in giving back. So, Jory, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure. I love being here. Nice to meet you.
Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
I started songwriting and singing, songwriting during COVID when I was 8, when I wrote my first song, Make Your Own Music. And I write about, a lot of the time I write about inspiring messages, like standing up for yourself and being who you are. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Okay, well, let the listeners know what type of genre of music you do, because I know in your bio says you've been compared to Dolly Parton and Taylor Swift.
I do pop.
Okay, great. So you have also been getting awards. You've got a couple of awards. So tell us about the awards you've received and the magazines that you've been in because of your music.
I got an award from the Young Artist Academy and the Young Entertainment Academy.
Okay, so tell us what those awards are about and what they were for.
One of them was for my first song, Make Your Music. And like the other one was for the music video of Make Your Own Music.
Okay, and how did it feel to get those awards?
I felt really excited because like my song is actually getting out there, and people are seeing it, and it made me feel happy.
Absolutely. So you've also been featured in a lot of magazines. So tell us about those.
Yeah, I'm really honored. I feel honored that people are actually recognizing all my music and my message, and all the charity work I do, because I've worked with many charities to help raise money.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you about that. Tell us about the charities that you work with to help raise funds and why you decided to do so.
I helped with Stomp Out Bullying. And I connected that with one of my songs called Hashtag My Time. It's about bullying and not being able to stand up for yourself. And from one of my other songs, Girl Power, I connected it with Girls Inc. Charity. And I also work with the Find Your Voice charity donations.
And you work with, I think it's the Play It Forward Foundation. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. So I connect it with my songs. So every time someone downloads one of my songs, if they donate to the charity, they can download one of my songs for it.
Okay, gotcha. So who are some of your biggest influences out there?
Definitely Taylor Swift. I admire how she wrote about 90% of her music, and she's such a big star, and she did it all by herself. And it's just so inspiring. And Olivia Rodrigo, I've always loved her.
Gotcha. Tell us about any current or upcoming projects that you're working on that the listeners need to know about.
I'm actually, April 21st, I'm opening for the band Menudo. at the Boca Black Box, and I'm working on a new album, hopefully coming soon.
All right. Well, how can listeners keep up with your music?
What? Sorry, I didn't hear.
How can listeners keep up with everything that you're up to? Throw out your contact information.
My Instagram is joyblakeofficial. Same with my TikTok, and all my music is on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, everywhere.
Okay, so close us out with some final thoughts. Maybe if there was something I forgot to touch on that you would like to talk about it, just any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
I don't think so.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Rosen, be sure to check out her music. She's doing it for a good cause, and she's very talented. Follow, rate, review, share this episode to as many people as possible. If you have any guests or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. As always, thank you for listening. And Jerry, thank you for joining us today.
Of course, I loved being here.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.